Hey, hello everyone. Welcome,
Hey,
welcome, welcome. I'm back and out of jail. Free. Free at last. Free at last. Is who said that? Anybody? Oh man, you were alive.
Al Pacino.
No, man. Martin Luther King said that. Free at last, free at last. He was talking about much more serious stuff than this. But we're live, folks. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Appreciate your support as usual. You guys have been terrific all throughout your support. Thank you so much to Antagonizing Jordy for yesterday's super chat. That was amazing. That was I'm thankful for all of you, really. You know, I remember Gillian as well. She super chatted this weekend, and a bunch of other people. Ian Fleming super chats a lot as well. You know, appreciate everybody, really. Everybody, your support never goes unnoticed. So appreciate you and all of our mods, and they just happen to be mods as well. Mighty Mag as well, appreciate you. Antagonizer Jordy, Beer Biking is a mod now, because he's shown me that he's more than just, you know, heavy jokes. So I appreciate that. He knows his football, the good old Beer Biking. So and Antagonizer Jordy, Ian Fleming, everybody. We only got four mods anyway, so those are our mods. So appreciate your support as usual. Appreciate it. And welcome again. Good night. Good evening in the UK. 10 p.m. of course. And thank you and welcome on this late night talk about the tune. And we got a lot to talk about today, folks. A lot of news, a lot of controversy, and a lot of stats. A lot of these, I'm gonna remember this stat that I'm gonna give you for Anthony Gordon later in the week for the stat of the week, because I think it's pretty cool. And of course, I think Paul has something as well as Roy. Roy, you know, he gave us the notice of the shirts, the rumored new kits that I'm not too convinced. I'm not really, I don't know. Maybe on picture, it looks different than the real thing, but I'm not too excited about it. Hopefully Adidas, they had a long, long year of when was it official? Like a year and a half that they were taking over? Anybody know?
It was in the summer.
Yeah. In the summer, so about a year, I would hope that the Adidas team can come up with something a lot better than that in a whole year's work, especially coming back to this nice partnership with Newcastle United after many, many years. But welcome everybody. Of course, super chats are available on the bottom right corner. Hit the dollar sign if you would like to donate to the channel. And if you do, I appreciate you. Become a member, please. You can become a member and get exclusive content as well as member giveaways. I'm about to upload a video of Roy that he sent for the members. I forgot to do it. Apologize. Getting his take on the game. We didn't have his match reaction. He talked a little bit about it yesterday, but this one is him by himself. So we'll upload that for members. We do a lot of content for you guys. So please become a member and enjoy it. And, of course, you'll help support the channel. Other than that, you can join our Facebook group. You can join our WhatsApp group. And there we go. Roy, of course, he doesn't understand the moment, ladies and gentlemen. It's like a little kid. You just got to, you know, guide him through. He'll open a candy wrapper and just, you know, right in front of the mic too, you know. But anyways, so Facebook forum, WhatsApp forum, you can join. The link is in the descriptions. And yeah, if you have a question, put a Q in front of it and we shall get to it. How are you, folks? Welcome. This is the first time we had the five of us since probably Thursday. No, not even Thursday, because Roy wasn't here. So maybe
since Tito was missing on the Maxon 5.
No. You weren't here Thursday. So it must have been not even Tuesday. Wednesday. Yeah, it was no, Tuesday. That is blasphemy that the five insiders weren't together since Tuesday. And probably not even Tuesday, because Roy's always doing some bull crap.
No.
It was paddling.
No. What was it? No, we were together Wednesday.
But anyways, okay. We're back together. The gang is back together.
Tonight's the night. The gang's all here.
Balls are backing down.
Yeah, that's the night. Now, I got a lot of news to talk about, of course. As you guys, I've sent you guys the links and the subjects, and now, you know, all of these caught my attention, and I would like to touch them. And of course, we're going to get to the ones you want to talk about as well. But one of the big things right now is that Mike Ashley was failed to get an injunction to force Newcastle United to supply, you know, his company with Newcastle shirts. And that's something that, was, in my opinion, was going to be a given. I didn't see really, you know, where. Now, Mighty, when you gave us a while back when we brought the piece of news, you gave us a reasoning as to why you thought that he might get away with it or might, you know, might end up having his way in this case. What was exactly, what was the reason that he was holding on to?
No, I think I gave you a reason why you wouldn't get away with it.
What was the point? How was he holding on to this? I mean, at some point in time, you would assume this guy would give up already. I mean, you know,
well,
who cares? Nobody's buying shirts from his store. Certainly, Newcastle.
I say he's clutching at straws because the Scottish FA, the Welsh FA,
He's not muted. We can hear him.
Can anybody hear Mighty Wind?
Can you hear me?
We can hear him. We can hear the wind.
I guess
the wind.
So I don't know what the hell's going on, but
I don't know what the noise is.
You're going, you're going.
Yeah, what's that noise? Is someone being?
Oh, there we go. Now, I what the hell was that? My tab was unmuted. My tab was muted, so I couldn't hear anybody. But how could that be? I didn't mute it. Anyways, go on, Mighty Wind. Sorry.
Yeah, so I was saying, I didn't think he had a leg to stand on because the Scottish FA, the Welsh FA, Celtic, and Aston Villa, I think, they've all got tripartite deals with a strip manufacturer. And so how could they, you know, the anti-competition legislation for what it is, how could it possibly allow those deals to be done and then to say that our deal was anti-competitive when they have the exact same deals and have had for several years now? So I didn't think, I wasn't saying he had a hope. I was saying I didn't think he had any hope last week.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood you then. But yeah, I mean, what do you guys think about this? You know, it's Paul, I mean, you can start. It was kind of, I mean, I guess I'm pleased, but I never thought that he was going to get his way.
You know? Anything that damages the fat control, are great.
I mean, look, it's typical, Mike, actually. I mean, it's not me his last time in front of a Peter, you know, all of this sort of thing, whether it be Newcastle, whether it be House of Fraser, whether it be bloody Sports Director, whatever. You know, he's been in trouble a lot in his career. For lying, you know, he got Keegan took him to court and that got proved that he lied. And that was literally in court. And then the whole scandal with, you know, with his company with the 0-hour contract. I mean, absolutely disgusting. Some of the horrible things that happened to people in his warehouses that he was more than aware of, even though he claimed he wasn't, but again, he got found out to be lying. You know, people giving birth in the warehouses, people being forced to work ill, people being, you know, forced into, you know, pretty much slave labor in most cases because of the forced things with 0-hour contracts that, you know, again, benefits his, you know, his greedy pockets. The COVID stuff, you know, we were one of the only clubs that wasn't willing to play, wasn't willing to go through the system of other clubs were. We weren't, you know, Mike actually wasn't willing to take part in the whole thing that was set up for money so people could have that. He wasn't happy with that. Again, one of the only owners in the whole of the Premier League that chose not to go with the furlough system. So he's just, you know, this is just him as a human being. It just kind of, you know, this is a person who one minute told Alan Shearer he had the job, go for a nice holiday, and then text him and say, don't think it's going to work out. You know, this is the mentality of this chap. You know, finds out that Gutierrez has cancer and gets someone else to text him to say he can't come back to the club. You know, so this is the human being that we're talking about here. And again, it just feels like he's just got these petty things. I mean, he wasn't happy with like some of Staveley's comments about the sports direct signs when they first took over, because she was saying that it looks, you know, it did look, God, it looks horrible. It's horrible. Our entrance, remember when he had the entrance with the whole of the whole sports director thing over the entrance into the St. James's Park, and it looked like a kebab shop. It looked terrible. You know, and she was saying that you can't turn your head without seeing a sports director sign, which is true. And he got an upheaval about that. He got pissed with, you know, pissed by that comment. It's just gonna, you know, he's just one of these people that just thinks he knows better, thinks he can put a lawsuit in, he thinks he just can do what he wants and just kind of get away
with it. Really. Do what he wants.
Yeah. So anyone shocked that he was like, oh, well, they can't do that to me because I, you know, sports director can do what they want. I mean, this is the same chap who, even when he owned us, he wasn't willing to put our shirts in his made for shops. Even when he was in, when he owned Newcastle, he'd rather have Chelsea, you know, Man United shirts in his shops rather than Newcastle shirts. Yes, so he's you know, this lad is just yeah. I've never known a guy who owns companies run so badly and right. still be rich. It's one of the weirdest stories. It's one of the weirdest things that exists in the whole of UK. But yeah, it won't be the last time. He'll be up against another battle at some point when he no doubt does something stupid or whatever.
Yeah. Anybody else got something to say about this guy and this, I guess, verdict?
Can you hear me?
About this whole supply thing. Yeah, man, we can hear you.
Clear as a bell. Yeah. I just remember when Mike actually bought shares in Rangers. He bought, I can't remember if it was 17 or 18% or something. And he, first thing he did, first transfer window was loan 6 injured Newcastle players to Rangers and make Rangers pay all the wages. That sort of sums up his lack of ethics and his kind of, you know, he knew he'd save money on it because he owned 100% of Newcastle. So, yeah, he's a bit of a, he's like the nugget in the toilet bowl that won't flush, isn't he? Can't seem to get rid of him. It's just clinging on for dear life and we can't seem to get rid of him. So hopefully one day he'll move on to another nemesis.
Right. So Mighty Mag is saying, Chris, my leg has vanished. My full screen screwed up. Sometimes YouTube thinks you're a troll or like not in the like in the back. It's like meaning like they that you're not real. My camera's here now. Damn it. That you're not real. So if you do it just automatically without thinking it, you know, you just click. As soon as you get to the stream, I guess they think, you know, sometimes it'll show a zero instead of actually, you know, showing a like. So I just tell everybody is that, you know, get into the stream, wait until we go live, and then like a minute later, hit the like. You know, that way YouTube thinks that you're a real person that's truly liking because you're engaged. And I guess they don't know that we already know each other. And we don't, you know, you don't need to test to give a like. But yeah, I've seen that happen before. So hopefully that gets sorted out for you. But Roy, do you have anything else to say about Mike Ashley and all that stuff?
I mean, it's been, what, 2.5 years and we still hear his name. I just can't wait till he's completely gone. Him and some of the players he signed and just a fresh start for this club. 14 years of complete shit it was. It's probably the worst thing to ever happen to this club. Have you seen anyone before him? When Hall was great, everybody before him was. But well, it's the worst thing to happen.
McKeague to a degree, but the thing is, back in the day then, the revenue, you know, the TV revenue was nothing. The revenue was all bums on seats, and McKeague knew we had a captive audience, and they just lined their pockets with selling, you know, the likes of Beardsley, Gascoigne, Waddle, you know, Supermac before that. That was Stan Seymour. But that whole dynasty when there was only 1,800 shareholders at Newcastle. Right. And they controlled like, you know, 1,200 of them between the three families.
Now let me
they were just as bad.
Now let me ask you guys this, because obviously when Ashley took over, I was a very young guy. Very, very young. Music Remix, who usually trolls, kind of is doing the same thing here, but I want the people that were fans way before my time that actually understood when he took over because I was relatively young, and now I don't give a damn about finances. Imagine back then. He says, you lot have a bad memory. He paid all your debts when he came in. Typical Toon fans. That's what he says. So anybody that's been a fan for a while, DX is 53, by the way. He looks young, but he's been a fan. So answer to Music Remus, who always comes and trolls us, but yeah, I just don't understand what he's...
Well, as per usual, he hasn't got a clue. Ashley came in and paid $132 million for the club. He didn't do due diligence, so he didn't see that in the books, completely legitimately, was £80 million worth of debt. So he ended up paying $80 million more than he thought. That was debts that we had seen on the pitch, because under Hall and Shepherd, we bought players and we tried to win stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we're still the only club in Britain, and I never get sick of telling people, the only club in Britain to have broken the world transfer record. And that was done on Hall's and Shepherd's watch. So, yes, they spent money. They thought it was a wise investment, and it certainly would have been. It proved to be, actually, when they floated the club. And Ashley should have known exactly what he was getting when he came in. And he still got out with a profit on what he paid for the club, including that £80 million debt. And he'd been taken conservatively £40 million a season out of the club for the 9 years, on average £40 million for the 9 years he was in charge.
Yeah. So anybody
music
else like
remix that? Bollocks.
it's just someone who hasn't bothered doing the research on what happened. I mean, as Wynn said, that's what happened at the start. And you know, Mike Ashley was already trying to sell us within a year of taking us over. He knew he had made a mistake buying us a year in. And as we've already talked about, he had chances to sell us in the past, you know, the same man as Man City, and I'm repeating myself here, he had the chance to sell to them. He fucked that up. That's his fault. You know, that went wrong. Other people were interested, and he just didn't want to, you know, shushing and putting money up.
I honestly don't believe he had ever any intention of selling us. All the times that he was saying he was trying to sell us, that by the second year he was in was the first 500 million TV money deal, which was just untold riches as far as he was concerned. And thereafter, he realized what a gravy train he was on. All he had to do was keep us in the Prem without spending any money, which is exactly what he did. And on the twice that he failed, the only time he actually put any money in was on the two occasions we got relegated, so that we could hold on to the players that were hard and get straight back up at the first attempt.
Yeah.
So Mike Ashley didn't write any millions off for us at all. None.
No.
He filled his pockets at our expense.
Yeah, and some of that money was from player sales as well. It wasn't all Mike Ashley putting money out of his own pocket.
No, his net transfer thing was by the time he left, it was somewhere in the... And it doesn't sound a lot now, I know, but at the time, it was when $35 million for Andy Carroll was a hell of a lot of money, you know?
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, there he goes, Mr. Remick, who keeps sending his little messages, money messages, you know, that's he's definitely jealous. That's 100%. One more troll message and you gotta go, man.
We've got the money, we can't spend it, so.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
that's a nice burger on his little emoji there. Get on the iceberg and sink with it.
Damn. Anyways, I guess let's move on to the next topic in hand. Anthony Gordon. This stat is unbelievable. Anthony Gordon becomes the second Premier League player in Premier League history to score against every Big Six in a single season.
Wow.
Yeah. And only behind, what's his name? Let me see. I already knew his name.
Someone like that.
Well, somebody guess who was the last one?
Jimmy.
Ruud van Nistelrooy. That's a guess.
Well, I gave you numpties the links anyway, so you shouldn't know.
Jamie Vardy, I think.
Yeah, Jamie Vardy from Leicester City
back in 2016.
17-18 campaign.
Amiobi Mackenslayer, Anthony Gordon, Big Six, Toxic Six Slayer. That'll do.
Yeah,
for me.
Man. Can you believe that? Even, you know, he scored in a few losses, you know, against Liverpool and Liverpool, I think, is the only one. Maybe City was City was the loss as well.
3-2, yeah.
Against Man United, God dang it, Man United, Arsenal, and Chelsea, Spurs now. So certainly, he's certainly killing it. Now, Paul, you had another stat as well.
Yeah, I mean, this one I saw the other day, and it's impressive when you think about it. So everyone obviously talks, and it's great, obviously talks very highly of the entertainers under Keegan. And, it was a great time to be a fan. It reminds me of being a kid again, going back then. And this team, this season, has currently scored 4 more goals than that team.
The 95-96.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah.
4 more goals than that season when we were labelled as entertainers. And, you know, this crazy team that just, you score 4, we'll score 5, buddy, you know. And we have been a bit like at some points this season, to be fair. The 4-3s and the 4-4s and the bloody, we've had some crazy results this season. So the lads, if anything, have given us enough entertainment for definitely.
Now let me ask you this though. Let me ask you fellas this. Is Anthony Gordon a player that you can say is going to be one of the elite players in next years to come in the Premier League? Do you think that he's got the formula? Roy, you've been awful quiet, man. I'm not liking this quiet Roy.
I love him, mate. He's we could build a team around him and Bruno and the rest of the lads. Like, I think he's world class. He can play for any team in the Premier League. Look at the left wing as all the teams. Grealish, Diaz. Even the Grealish doesn't play much. They got Doku playing. He's one of the best top 3 left wingers in the league now. And he can play on the right as well. Should be the first name in the England squad. 21. So you've got him for another 10 years easy.
Yeah. And he loves it here.
Him and Palmer have been the two kind of breakout stars of the season, really, haven't they?
They have.
Yeah.
And there's still time for Anderson to be the next breakout star.
I hope so.
Was he part of the Jordy flag that they put out? Does he have Jordy ties?
Anderson?
No, I'm talking about. I told you Anderson's grandfather played for the Tomb, by the way. So don't try to lecture me, old man. And I'm talking
Gordon's
about
from Merseyside. He's from Merseyside, Liverpool.
Newcastle ties.
No, okay. No, he's got Scottish ties. He could play for Scotland. So
Scottish ties.
Well, I mean, I know, but I'm saying, I didn't know you guys are near there. I mean, come on, it wouldn't be crazy.
That's his grandfather.
So I didn't know if he made it to the flag. I thought I saw him there, but there's a bunch of
not for the Newcastle one, man.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, Gordon.
Anderson was on the Newcastle flag.
Yeah, Anderson, yes, but not Gordon.
Not Gordon.
Right. Yeah. So
Anderson's got a Scottish connection as well.
Yeah.
Is that right? So now in that, well, obviously you guys are English. You will go for England, but and now that obviously he's been called once, he can have his hope that he can get called up again, but knowing the manager in hand right now, I wouldn't hold my breath that he's going to call him again, because I just felt like it was a pressure thing that he just did it. This Southgate guy.
I think he's an absolute certainty to be on that plane.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hopefully so. I've seen a lot of Scottish fans wanted to get Gordon, as well as there's another guy in
Tino Livramento.
Is that right? Yeah, Tino. Which I don't understand why Scotland are not like that. I would be calling them 24/7, man.
Anderson as well.
Gino's got Scottish connections as well.
Yeah.
I
thought it was Italian in English.
No, apparently
he's Italian descent. So
no, I know it's Portuguese. About he could be he has some sort of link to Scotland as well.
Tino remains a Portuguese.
Because there were three of them. Yeah, there were three.
I thought it was Italian. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Or maybe that too. But it says Tino Livramento breaks silence on Scotland opportunity. Yeah, so I'm reading this now.
Silence.
He's still 21 though. So
it says he's in no rush to make an international decision, but he could play for Scotland.
I mean, he's played for.
Hey, I tell you what, Tino could be on the plane as well.
I tell you, yeah.
I don't think he's played enough. Well, you never know.
With Walker and Trippier.
England, Scotland, and Portugal, he's eligible for.
Now, he's always played for England, though, since he was
under 21s, but you can still change, can't you?
No, I know. I'm saying, what I'm trying to say is that, when it comes to somebody trying to, if he doesn't get called, say, in like 5 years, 6 years, then obviously, you know, he would probably make a decision because everybody wants to play international football. So, but then again, obviously, you know, Scotland is not, it's not lighting it up. Haven't been lighting it up for me. When's the last time Scotland won something? They didn't even beat you guys. I think the last time I remember that just a couple months ago, you guys played them for a friendly in Scotland, right? And it was like one of the heavy rivalry, of course. But I was listening to TalkSport and Simon Jordan. Well, you know, what's his name? His Jim. He's Scottish. And they were you know, battling or throwing a little bit banter there. And Simon Jordan, in good fashion, Simon Jordan, he was just telling them, you can talk all you want, but we beat you every time. You haven't beaten us since this and that, you know. And a lot of heavy banter from Simon Jordan. But I can't remember the last time Scotland was even a protagonist anywhere.
I remember. The last World Cup they qualified to was in 98. And they had Brazil, Norway, and Morocco in the group. And I think they lost all games.
They beat someone. They won one of the games, 1-0. McCoy scored, but they lost.
It wasn't Morocco.
I remember that.
Put it this way, our closest rival is Wales, that way.
You think so? Not Scotland.
Well, Wales have got to a semi-final.
Well, but I mean, like, as far as rivalry,
that's Euro 2016, Wales,
yeah.
Well, I mean, you would say Iran
beat Wales 2-0.
You would probably say that the English Germany is a bigger rival, like worldwide, to England than Scotland.
England,
Germany. That's
I was attempting to have a joke, Chris.
Those are little. Those are little, just little friends, like little tiny brothers, you know, Scotland and Wales that you just get annoyed by. But big rivalries. That's Germany, I would assume, Spain, Italy, those guys. But anyways, let's move on. We got onto an international pathway here, and listen.
I'm just looking at the comments there, Chris, and Neil Powell's saying I think he's referring to that rather heated show that we had with June Trader, but mighty win as a fan, as he never put us in debt.
That was one show. Let's not go back to that show, man. You guys can watch that show. If you're a member, we had to beg it for members because it was X-rated. X-rated to the bone. And so if you're a member, you can go watch that one. It was actually, maybe it was the last Undisputed show we did. Which that Undisputed way over our heads, man. That was Undisputed to say the least. But anyways, let's go to, we talked about Anthony Gordon.
Gordon.
The Golden Boot. Should we talk about the Golden Boot for a bit?
The Golden Boot as far as
the Premier League.
Well, I just think it's interesting that the player, so Man City, they're obviously Haaland, 20 goals, but the player they let go, Palmer's now got 20 goals as well.
Yeah.
So, and he's a midfielder.
No, he's got 20?
Yeah, he's got 20.
Did he score a hat-trick today? Well, four goals.
Four goals today.
Four. Oh, he got to 20. Dude, I was doing that. By the way, tomorrow an ESAC video is coming out. Why I think he's the best center forward in the league right now.
No. Best number nine striker, central striker.
The center forward. Yeah, that's what I said. That's
No, I know. I'm just saying for wins.
But no, because you know somebody's gonna ask me. Well, why do you think you're always right? Well, no shit. I think I'm right. That's why I say things, because I think I'm right. If I wouldn't think I'm right, then I wouldn't say them. It's just as simple as that. It just make no sense. Why would I say something that I don't believe in? So I do believe that Isak is the best Premier League striker right now.
Striker? You say no. No, that's
or better. Center forward. It's the same thing.
No, it's what not the same thing.
A center forward is not the same thing as a striker. What are we talking about here?
Nail spot on there. The best number 10 in the league.
No, he's not Dermot Tate.
Palmer's the best number 10 this season.
I mentioned that the Palmer had
he was a 10 today,
17 goals, but we're not gonna. Or no, did I say 17? Or maybe 16. He
had 20.
16 goals. 20. And, but now he got 4, so he's up there now. He's level. He's got top. The same as Haaland.
Yeah, Watkins has got 19, and then Isak 17 is number 4. Yeah. So it's heating up. It's going to be interesting. Palmer's unbelievable. I can't believe.
He's a talented player. I mean, he got a lot of
goals tonight, though.
I think he's the first midfielder since Lampard, is he, to get 20, if you include him as a midfielder. He's sort of more of an attacking player. But
I wonder if Pickford had a bet on him, because Pickford did let a few goals in today. Bloody hell.
He could have done that against us, couldn't he?
The chip was just shocking. It is one of the worst goals.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be interesting to see what happens now with
I'll tell you why he's not a centre-forward.
Why?
He scored 25 goals this season.
21.
Three.
Who?
Three with his head.
What does that mean?
What's that got to do with
the price of potatoes?
What the hell is that got to do with it? How many goals with his head Thierry Henry had? Which he actually is a lot.
Where's the prison?
I know, man. We gotta put this dude in jail, man.
The real Ronaldo.
There you go. That's better.
He makes no damn sense on this one. By the way, Goatfather, I never said Palmer was a striker, man. I was talking about the people that scored, the players that scored a lot of goals. So obviously he's on the list. And so, you know, in the video I said you gotta watch it tomorrow. I said I'm not going to talk about him because he's not a striker, and nor he only had 16. So we had to talk about the ones that were up there. Well, now he's got 4. So tonight, so obviously he's up there. But
bear in mind, that he's also got an extra game, hasn't he? An extra Premier. They've got a game in hand. So
they got a game in hand on us. Yeah.
Oh,
exactly. Now this is now double down to put another lock on that sale, because Tristan says, how many goals did Aguero have with his head? It makes no sense. Aguero was this height, but he. You could never stop him. There's different types and styles of every player.
Even Andy Cole didn't get loads with his head.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
He's one of the people that kind of sets the mold away from that, because he was just loved a header, didn't he?
Well, even Shearer, more than half, or not even, his, I would say maybe 35% with his head. Most of them with his foot.
And we don't play without and out wingers. Piling on to win here, aren't we? But we don't play with like a natural wingers whipping the ball in for headers. So, okay, set pieces are different, but we use our centre-backs to really utilise the corners.
Music, if you write English, we might answer your question, buddy.
So you lot think them crook?
I can't understand.
Antagonize and Jordan to put them out. So that's fine. You know, I told him one more time, you know, it just makes no sense, man. You're going to come in the chat, talk right, banter if you want to. Or counter our opinion. But what's the purpose of that? You're just trying to get known, man. And you know, it's the wrong place to do that. So, you know, going somewhere. I don't even know what is that an iceberg? Yeah, it is, isn't it? I hope you sink like the Titanic. Anyways.
I do kind of get what Mighty Wynn's saying a little bit. Your argument is...
Because the Mighty Wynn is old, and he likes them old trees. Like Chris Wood. But he doesn't rate him.
He likes them droopy.
I like a centre forward who can head a ball.
An old-fashioned number nine like Les or Alan Shearer.
Andy Carroll.
Alexander Isak is a magnificent striker. But he is a centre forward.
I thought he wasn't a striker.
Well, what are we saying?
No, he is a striker, but he's not a centre forward.
Oh man, you're making the game way too complicated. You complain about VAR and now you're complicating the game, man.
It's center forward. I love VAR.
You know, there's a lot of there's a types of center forwards. There's a target man, a striker, which is, you know, so there's a lot, a creator. Kane is kind of that. Benzema is kind of that, you know. But they're strikers to say the least. That's what they are, man.
Yeah, the Brazilian Ronaldo.
Kane's a center forward.
What about Ronaldo? Are you kidding me? The greatest center forward in the history of football, Ronaldo, the real one, not the pretty one.
Replay a couple minutes ago. I literally said that. What about him?
Yeah, I mean, he's the greatest ever. And he is beautiful to watch, man. Come on, man. Mighty win. Are you kidding me? You went to you got divorced because you went to Barcelona. you know, your wife, you took your wife's savings. She divorced you. And you told me this in private. So I'm going to say it in public.
It was well worth it, though, wasn't it?
And then you went to Barcelona. And you watched that team face, I believe, at that time. Wasn't he there? Ronaldo, wasn't he there? Playing for, he must have been.
It was 90.
Not when we played them, Clivert.
No, he was at Inter already.
He was at Inter already, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. But regardless.
We missed him by one season, I think.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it was 98. He left in 97,
after the World Cup. I think, didn't he?
No, 97 was still not a bot. No,
He only had one season at Barca, didn't he? 96.
Oh, 97. Was it just one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 6-7, then went to Inter, yeah. Yeah, one season, then he got cruciate ligament.
My poor wife is getting into football, man. Look, well, interesting. But she says a head goal is the same, and a left footed or right footed goal, they all get you higher on the. Oh my god, you know she's trying. That's why. But old man is just confusing the crap out of her, man.
I remember Asamoah Gyan, from with the Macams.
Yeah, yeah.
He scored with his ass against us once.
Yeah, Ghanaian player.
Yeah.
Yeah, he scored with his ass. It was the equalizer and it finished 1-1.
How dare he?
Yeah. Well, let's move on subjects. And the mighty wind shall stay in jail. Let's talk about. This shirt situation, man. Castor is certainly I believe the Chronicle posted that they spoke out about some of those details that Newcastle they basically didn't want to renew or didn't want to. I don't know how that went, but. Obviously, they're going to Adidas, who's a bigger and better brand. That's just the bottom line. So, but the shirts that were being shown throughout social media weren't necessarily appealing to most people. Have you guys seen those pictures?
Yeah.
The new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen the fake kit in the
third. Well, I actually don't mind it. Maybe I'm in the minority here.
I just hate the white back.
Copy. Yeah, I hate the white back as well.
I don't mind the Argentina waistband, but I don't like the white back at all.
Well, but the commentators are going to like that because they can see the numbers better.
But for a start, what the white back does, it means we now clash with, it means our home team clashes with more shirts than it normally would, because you've got to take the plain side and the front side into account.
But you know what it is?
So for example, we used to regularly play Spurs. We would wear black and white, and Spurs would wear their white shirts. Not a problem. But with that white back, there would be a problem.
Yeah.
We just have a pink away shirt. It'll be fine.
No, the thing is, Premier League regulations, you can have a black and white stripe back, but you have to put a different colour number, so you can put red or blue. We had a blue one before, or gold.
Or you can have a panel.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's what we used to do with Europa. We do that in Europa games.
Yeah,
we used to have a panel at the back and a number on it. But now, in the Champions League, we had to have the white back, because that's the UEFA and FIFA regulations. But we don't need to have that in the league. So Adidas, just give us a black and white back. Well, let's put the red numbers or blue numbers, whatever we're going to have. Forget that white patch. Because Adidas has lost 4 or 5 kits. The last two, they had the black one we got relegated in, and then the next one was white in the championship.
Well, a lot of people are saying they don't like the red numbers. the red color in the back.
Aye, that should never be red on our shirts.
Oh, there. Yeah, it was always red. Even in the '70s, it was red.
Yeah, I know, but that shouldn't be.
We actually started playing in red and white. Did you know that?
Don't do it.
Newcastle West End, eh?
Yeah.
I can't be bothered with all this.
Even the main wing, to be honest. But even the main wing wasn't born then.
So. He's got a red and white shirt in the cupboard.
I like the blue number.
I've got a red and white shirt in the cupboard.
Come on, whip it out.
Athletic Bilbao.
Oh, yes.
I could tell you about that shirt, all right.
Oh, man.
I know the story.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping those shirts are not the ones, especially the home one.
But you know, everybody's been talking about him. I mean, everybody's even Gallagher shots posted it too. I mean, you know, I don't even know where they get these. Who gives them these pictures? You know,
the black and white one is basically Argentina. They swap the blue with white, with the black. I mean, and that's the shirt. So I'm hoping
I just feel like after how many years since we had Adidas.
No, 2009 or 10. Championship season was the last one.
I just feel like on the way back, on the first time back after so many years, they would kind of 15. Maybe, you know, they would sell millions and millions of pounds if they would kind of do sort of a throwback, but not all the way, obviously, yeah, of the late 90s. Type maybe get exactly an emblem in the middle, but could they get the Newcastle Brown Ale? But they couldn't, right? Because they obviously sell it. They couldn't.
Yeah. I thought they would have went for the blue and red rugby.
Blue and red
away shit, because that's iconic.
Like the one.
Yeah, that's the best away top.
Oh, the So no, you mean like blue and maroon?
Puma did it once as well with a gold. With the gold, what was it? Fun 88 on the front.
Yeah,
that was good. That was probably the best Puma one we've had.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know I don't know what they're gonna do, but hopefully they get it. They get it right, because
some on Twitter today.
Has there been anything official from the club yet?
No.
June 7th is the day that's gonna be released officially.
Yeah.
Well, that's when it's going on sale.
Oh, so okay. Presumably so
it'll be released before that.
Oh, yeah. Mighty before, win. Yeah. Remember that you said as soon as we finish above Manchester United in the Premier League for the first time, you're going to buy the next home shirt.
I tell you what, Tristan, the ATL shirt is pretty cool. I like that.
That's what I said.
That's kind of what you said.
Couldn't ignore the hell.
No, this shirt here finished second in the league.
Well,
and I said,
that wasn't the one.
I said, I would start buying every shirt when we finished higher in the league than this one did.
Oh, no, we finished third with yours. We finished third with yours.
Yeah, third, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's third. We finished second with Adidas one.
You've got to go back and buy all the second place shirts now. Come on.
That's the Argentina top.
Yeah, I've got that, Paul. But is that on the NUFC site or just?
No, man, they're not going to see that.
That's the one I sent today.
So I think it's front. Right.
Yeah, well, I've seen that.
They're not going to post that.
Chris, can you post it, Chris?
I agree. It could do with some strikes.
All right, let me send me the link on. Probably.
I sent it on a group earlier.
Yeah, but
I sent that, and you can put it next to the Argentina one, and you can compare them both.
Well, Tristan, I do like the NTO shirt as well, with the blue, like the blue tip of the color.
That one. 2001.
My wife was wearing that one actually when we went over there to Nashville, and I got the Solana one.
I've got one in the cupboard somewhere in the wardrobe. One of those.
I've got one. It was huge. It's huge, but I think it still fits.
But let me share with you guys. What we're talking about?
Have you tried wearing one of those ones from 2000? Well, between 98 and 2003. No, it's the sleeves. They're huge, man.
You
want to get in the gym, Roy? Come on,
Warren Barton.
No, it's said,
you know what's funny? What's funny? Warren Barton used to say that those shirts back in the day in the 90s, they used to make them so big, Like the sizes were so big, no matter how what size you got, they were just like way oversized. And you used to play with them, like when they ran, they almost would get inflated and then just they would come all the huge. Way down to here, man. Like it's insane. But I think I retweeted this thing. I think it might have and you can check news on at NUFC Talk TV. Our channel's Twitter, by the way, go follow that one. So I guess this is what we're talking about here. That could be
The front's nice, isn't it? The front's
pretty nice. The front. You know, now looking at it in hindsight, it's not. I'll tell you what I like though. Remember the Jonas Gutierrez type shirt when he scored that goal against West Ham? What those That's tight the shirts
with the like triangle?
That was Puma, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the one with the number four on the front. That
Puma used to make those tight shirts. Even Arsenal had a few, I think. That I think it looks good. I mean, now this might sound a little controversial, but it looked good on the players when they were wearing them. You know, I don't know, but a bit jealous because they have all those muscles in it, and you know, it would look tight and nice.
Watch him, Betsy.
Hey, you got to try everything once, but not me. The Mighty Wayne said that.
Oh, that, actually, there's Betty saying less stripes will highlight their curvy figures.
You're talking about us or the players?
Betty.
Yeah. Well, me, you know, it would look tight. I'll just look like a black.
For
and
me,
white.
If the back is striped, perfect shirt. But unfortunately, if you go to the next picture.
No, not AG. No, man. I crossed the line. I crossed the line, brother. Now looking at it in the big picture, it's probably not that bad, to be honest. And I think the designs on the waistline, it depends on where you call it, waistline. For me, it's this part
and
here.
Of course, it's got the three stripes on the epaulette on the
and
shoulder.
And also, the seller logo fits nicely with our strip, doesn't it?
Hey, what's up with the seller logo though? I mean, are we not gonna? Can we?
Yeah, it's 3 years, isn't it?
Because I mean, Sella ain't getting it done, man. That's not a.
They're doing all right. They've given us 20 million a year, haven't they?
Oh, that's 35, is it? Or
25.
Now the back.
Oh, there's. I can't stand that. I can't. It's,
but if they make the stripes all the way up to here, it would be nice. Like all just around.
No, just full stripes. Full stripes.
Yeah, but the number can't be black, bro.
No. I don't mean the white where the number is. The number doesn't have to be that big, obviously.
You know, but they make fan shirts and pro shirts. Make the pro shirts like that. Make the fan shirts in black and white.
That's going to be the first to get there.
What You'll
never
that?
Sell right. Sell. The kids want to be wearing exactly the same shirts as their idols.
See, to me, that looks quite smart. The shorts look nice.
That's like just a plain white shirt, man. That ain't
I'll take those shorts, baby.
That's going to be the third shirt.
Might even buy a pair of shorts.
Hey, wait! By the way, this I'm glad. I think I get to see Josh Toon Army Philly. I believe I've seen you somewhere, and Ryan Rayom told me about you. Is that you? He told me to get you on the American Max show. So hopefully that's you. But let me know, brother. Let me know. But anyways, he said. Well, his comment says, "I know I'm super late on it, but I know what Mighty Wynn was saying about center forward versus striker. If you think." About how FIFA classifies the center forward are more like target man than just potent in the box, whereas the striker is more dribbly like he said. Well, but you know, essentially they're playing this.
Well
in that
said,
era,
Josh Tunomi, Philly.
No. He's with me. He's with me.
I thought it was a four. I didn't realize striker was into a
now. Davey says the shirt that year Matt Ritchie signed was terrific. Puma, but had Wonga. Yeah, that Wonga. I got a Wonga shirt. I mean,
listen.
I've got 15 of them.
What a lot of people forget is that Wonga enabled a whole load of fans to renew their season tickets who otherwise wouldn't have been able to do so.
I don't
know. You know, it was exorbitant interest rates. Yes, we know.
Yeah.
But exorbitant interest rates was better than not being able to renew.
And they brought back St. James's Park.
Yeah, that's true.
Wonga brought back St. James's Park.
Hey, bro, you mute yourself when you're not talking, man. I'm not trying to hear the Habibis in the back.
Oh, Wonga brought back St James's Park to name.
That's right.
Sports Direct Stadium. Let's
update this thing quickly because we need to. Spurs, we updated Villa, and Villa, who do they play? Arsenal. So they get 3 points.
Oh, okay. Villa out of sight now.
So that now Villa 74. What about Man U? And we updated already this one, Bournemouth. Yeah, we did. Yeah,
single
point. Then Brighton. How did Brighton do against?
Single point, a draw.
We've done that one already.
We did that. Okay. West Ham.
Chelsea have just smashed.
Did we do West Ham?
West Ham. All of them apart from our rivals.
No, yeah. West Ham got beat, man.
Oh, West Ham got zero,
With who?
Against Fulham.
Fulham.
Oh, zero. So that's
a three down.
That's a good four.
Their maximum is 52 now.
Chelsea, we gave them three anyway.
Hey, where is it? Everton? Absolutely. Did they play against Everton?
Yeah,
Five.
That's right, so tricky games now.
So we've got what we're still on.
So we got 60. So far our prediction is that it's going to be 60. Spurs still points. With 67, 74 for Villa, but that's crazy, man. Because that's crazy. I don't know if that's going to happen though, because Villa right now aren't they below Spurs?
No, they're above them.
They're above that.
We've got Spurs there getting 7 points in the last three games.
So
yeah.
But even here, we gave Spurs as a 67. So I think we're going to be sixth or seventh.
I think it's a three horse race for sixth place now. Chelsea, Man United, and us. That's it.
That's already updated.
And just to remind the folks how our 10 game race table is looking again, the last person will pay something for the members, and right now yours truly 6 points on the table, and you got Derek with 8 points right now leading the charts, and then you got Paul with 6 points as well, so we of them are growing. Then Roy with 4 points and DX with two at the bottom.
Imagine DX paying for all of us. I'm still going to tattoo on his ass.
Oh, God,
You're at the bottom of the sea.
I think I'm safe from that now that Villa won that game.
Yeah, at the bottom of the sea. Josh, I tell you what, Josh. Are you on Twitter? Are you on Twitter, Josh, my brother? Let me know if you're on Twitter. If you are, follow me at CTA Magpie, and then we'll get into we'll talk in there, man, at CTA Magpie. All right, so let's get out of this, and let's get to our usual programming network. Mighty Wind, you're out of jail.
Wow!
Stop talking nonsense. Stop talking nonsense. Okay.
Free at last.
There we go. All right. The next subject in hand. This is a big one. This is a big one because. The Chronicle titles this, Revolution Isn't Cheap. Warning has been given, of course, to Newcastle fans that their season ticket is going to go up. And we keep going up, and we keep going up. 5%. We keep going up, And people are complaining. People are moaning, whining on Twitter as if that's going to change anything. But look. 5%. What is 5% of how much do you pay per ticket? For the whole year, Mighty Wayne.
Mine's gone up 57 quid.
Okay, 57 quid. And
not for me actually, because I'm a senior. Mine would be 800. I pay 700.
They give me a synonym for senior, please, because I don't understand that word.
Seniors over 100 years.
I asked the Mighty Wayne. Mighty Wayne,
I'm an old man, a pensioner.
Another synonym.
Free bus pass.
Old bastard.
A saggy
tits.
We're going down this way.
I love it.
Do you want to go down this road?
But, I mean, 50-something quid. Is that really too much to complain about?
Mine's about 80. Mine's about 80.
Well, yours about 80. Okay, well, 80. But let me tell you something.
Yeah, but Chris, if you take the 80 divided by 19, and it's like £2.50 again.
Yeah.
So it's about $1.50.
Why 19?
19 games.
19 games.
Oh.
19 games a season. So
great scheme of things, I think we are still, if I'm not mistaken, I think we're fifth bottom.
Oh, well, that's
we're cheaper than all of the London clubs. We're cheaper than the Manchester or the Northwest.
All the West
teams.
Midlands, all the Liverpools.
Yeah.
I think even Sheffield are more expensive than we are.
Really?
Wolves, wow. maybe we're on par maybe with Wolves, Brentford, maybe Bournemouth, some few of those teams. If you look at Fulham, we're shite, and look at how much people pay for theirs.
Mm.
And the stadium is not that great anyway. And they're going to have a swimming pool in there soon.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see that.
The Magpie Group put out their statement about the increase, and it wasn't... I mean, yes, it was aimed at the increase, but it was more aimed at that the club had said that they're going to be quite honest and quite communicate with us. And their frustration with the increase was that there wasn't like a bit of a look, you know, we are going to increase the prices based off, you know, we need to earn more money, blah, blah, blah. So their statement was very much, you know, you promised us communication. This is a bit of a, you know, you just kind of plonked it on people. You know, if you want to be a club that does communicate, that's what we want. They've normally been pretty good with that. So hopefully they kind of learn from that in the future. If they are going to increase prices, just to kind of give people a heads up. So I don't think people, I mean, you know, obviously where the world is, people struggle for money no matter what. But people will understand that you have to put some prices up because you want success on the pitch. It's a horrible thing in the world that, you know, that's just where it is. You know, if you earn, the more money the club earns, the more they can spend. And that's the problem that, you know, you got to find that extra couple of pounds to spend. You know, that's why we were so pissed at the original thing of you can't pick what ticket you get if you win the ballot, because you just get given it and then the money comes out your account. And we were all going mad, saying, well, hang on, if you've got a single mother with only 60 quid in the account and they take 60 quid out of the account because that's the ticket they've picked for her, then she's got no money to feed the kids. Like, you can't do that to people. So,
well, but football is a luxury, man. I mean, if you can't afford it.
Exactly. I've got to come in there.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, if you're choosing between feeding the kids and going to Newcastle, I'm sorry, but feeding the kids comes first.
Oh, no. But question. What I'm saying is, do you remember when they first did the ballot and they got it wrong?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, so it was more that they could have...
That was for individual tickets, wasn't it?
Yeah, they could think, well, I'll get a 30 quid ticket, that'd be fine. Like, I can afford 30. And the problem was with the original idea is that the club would pick for her a 60 quid ticket without her knowing and just take the money. So it wouldn't be her fault. It would be the fact that the club just said, oh, you have a 60 quid ticket. Simple. It's gone. They changed it, but that was the...
Yeah. Because now you can say what the maximum is. That's right. They changed that almost instantly.
Yeah, 24 hours. Yeah, 24 hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Take on board that statement from the Magpie Group, because supporters, like I said, supporters will, you know, will support increases as much as they're horrible, but it just exists. Like we say, communication is important, and I think they just kind of fumbled that a little bit.
I believe that it's just inevitable, man. You know, like I said, if it's going to be an issue between the family and football, then obviously family comes first. Yeah. And to some people, obviously 50 quid is not that big of a deal. To some it is. So it's really, it depends on how you look at it. But just supporting the club, it costs money, man. I know that they said we got money, but we obviously, the only way we're going to fix the issue is with PSR is by us putting the money in. That's just the way. And fans run the clubs, man. That's, well, they don't run them, but they certainly keep them alive, to say the least. Jimmy Ray says, if you got 60 pounds in your account and would rather go and see the tune rather than feed your kid, then I would suggest you pray your might prayer. Win.
Hell yeah.
Well, I went to Barcelona instead of buying a bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Jimmy. That's what they say. That's the same question that the Mighty Wind had 20 years back, man. He's like, would I rather stay married or go to Barcelona? Well, he made that executive decision to go to Barcelona. He made the executive decision to go to Barcelona, man. There we go. Sometimes you got. Hey,
by the way, Chris, I've got that. I've got a league table up here of season ticket prices. There's only West Ham, Man City, strangely, and Burnley, who have
really
cheaper season tickets than Newcastle.
West Ham as well. That's weird. West Ham.
Well, Man City have.
But it's because of the size of the stadium, isn't it?
Yeah, and
West Ham moved into the Olympic Stadium. So you know, they can afford to get rid of a load of them. And the same with City. They moved into the Commonwealth Stadium.
And who are the shockers at the top? Are Brighton near the top? Or
I'm sure Arsenal's top.
Arsenal are top. This is of the cheapest tickets. Arsenal are top, followed by Liverpool. By Tottenham. Arsenal, Tottenham.
London.
And then
Man United.
Chelsea 750, Liverpool 699.
That's average, yeah. Average.
Those are the cheapest tickets, I think.
West Ham are the cheapest at 310, Burnley 335,
it's cheap,
and
man.
Man City 385.
Where, out of interest, Wim, where are clubs like Brighton and Fulham and those sorts of teams around, like below us in the table?
Brighton are 565, so that's, they're 565 as opposed to our 438.
Right, it's quite a big difference.
Forest 465 as opposed to our 438.
I think I wouldn't pay 500 to go on tier 7, St James's. I would never pay that much. Fucking, you seen the players? They're that big. You can't see the game. So yeah. all them on the top, 400 quid, 450 max, like 450 in the middle, not in a corner, or behind the court.
as far as the most expensive tickets are concerned, we're actually fourth, but that's the platinum tickets, which are classed. They're not classed as hospitality. They're just classed as season tickets.
That's a
270
ticket,
I think.
They are far more than just season tickets. And they compare. Fulham are the dearest at 3,000 now.
3,000?
Fulham 3,000. Tottenham 2,000, just over. Arsenal 1,700, and then Newcastle at 1,100 with West Ham and Man City and Man United. All around the 1,000 mark. But as I say, the 1,000 you're paying at Newcastle is bloody good value for money. You know, the platinum club seats are just excellent with the bar facilities and things that they have got.
By the way, welcome. For the first time, I've seen Albert Mooney. So welcome to the channel. By the way, Albert, success comes at price. He says, also welcome. For the first time, I believe I'm seeing Davey T. I've seen a Davey before, but I don't think it's Davey T. So thoughts on Dewsbury Hall link, which actually we have it lined up to discuss today, and then we can, you know, put it up front. He says, I think he's a good player and would improve the squad. He's certainly a Leicester man. Was he a champion? He was just starting his career, I think, when they became a champion.
He was under 21s when they won it.
He
didn't make the first team for a couple of years, but his record in the Premier League is a bit iffy, and his record in the Championship is good, so I'm not sure. He's nearly 26, so I'd rather see Morgan Gibbs-White, to be honest.
But how old is Morgan? So where
25.
Are you looking for young players? Are you looking for
no? I just think a player who's not proven himself in the Premier League.
You're 25 now.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is he's not proven himself in the Premier League, whereas Gibbs White has looked Premier League
really good
quality to me. Really good. That's the difference.
That'd be a hell of a signing. That getting Gibbs White would be a hell of a signing. We're giving link to everyone, but I saw another cheeky link to Sesko again today, apparently. But
I saw that.
We don't want him back.
Who? But
no,
I'm just looking at Cisco.
Cisco, yes.
Well, does anyone here?
Cisco without Nacho. Bring them both.
Yeah, Gonzalez. Yeah. Would anyone here like Jusri Hall? Anyone here a big fan?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at his. I've got his FBREF stats up here now, and I mean they just look fantastic. But again, that's comparing him. Yeah, no, that's the point. That's comparing him at the championship, which goes up against likes of who's the championship go up against? Dutch league, Belgian league, MLS, and the Portuguese league, I think. Yeah. So that's the five that they are competing with, but he's in the top 2%.
Right, but his numbers
just
are
about everything.
Matt Rich,
goals, non-penalty goals, shots, assists, expected goals, expected assists, and shot creating actions. Progressive passes, progressive carries, successful take-ons, touches in the opponent's penalty area, and progressive passes received. He's in the top 3% on every single one of those metrics.
I always take it with a pinch of salt, though, ever since Adam Armstrong hit
30. Yeah, yeah. When you're not comparing, eggs with eggs.
Yeah. I just gave up 5 memberships, by the way, and it went to Neil Powell again, Alessandro Bonetti again, for the first time, Albert Mooney. So there we go. Albert Mooney didn't get it. Sorry. He commented right in between. Sorry, I apologize. By the way, YouTube gives this away randomly. No, I don't choose them. It went to Josh from Toon Army Philly. Also, Jam Stasher and Joe Robinson. So congrats to all of you. And hopefully you consider staying after this membership is done. It helps us a lot. This one is for free, of course. But at the end of the month, it'll go away and you can join for free. I mean, not for free. Sorry, I'm stumbling up on my words. But obviously, you know what it is, and you support the channel, enjoy exclusive content as well as members giveaways at the end of the month. So, thank you for your support, and of course, thank you to Jordan Revolution for giving us $8 Australian dollars. So, thank you, my brother. Appreciate you, Jordan Revolution, always helping out, my friend. So, thank you so much for your support, my brother. Thank you. So I guess you guys don't care about this this guy. So just, you know.
I mean, the exciting thing is, I guess, is that you can look at what Eddie Howe's done for people like Anthony Gordon. So it's one of those where if he gets under Eddie and he does anything like that sort of transformation on him, like he has with Big Joe and all that, that's the exciting thing with any player that comes into the club. That if he has time and he gets to the fitness that Eddie Howe wants these players to be at, they can turn their whole career around. That's the exciting thing, that if he does come to us, I'll never be annoyed at a player come to us now, because we know what he can do to players. So that's the exciting thing now, that, you know, I mean, you know, like I said, we've talked about already that Everton fans were laughing at us going, look at what you spent on Gordon, what a waste of money. Yeah, he's about £100 million player now, buddy.
I also think it could become harder for us to sign that type of player, because they pretty much know that if they're coming here, they're going to be warm on the bench, unless they honestly believe in their heart that they're better than Joey Linton, Gomorrah, Tenali, Anderson, Willock, dare I say Longstaff,
Miley.
Any right-sided midfielder is not going to come, because he knows he's not going to get a game with Longstaff's here.
Yeah.
Even if he plays,
we're going to get a left winger when you know you've got to be better than Bond, Gordon.
Right. We're not going to go for left wing. Right winger. Left back.
Right winger. You've arguably got to be better than That's Gordon because we know what our big front three is now.
No, left back.
Barnes, Isaac, Gordon. So you've got to be better than Gordon.
Yeah. And by the way, we've got
Minty coming back.
Hold on. We got a tremendous super chat also from Ronald Turnbull. I appreciate you, my friend. Super sticker.
Blackson,
super
Blackson. Sticker.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate that. Appreciate your support.
I think he lives in Dubai, no?
Yeah, he did say he lives in Dubai, doesn't he? Oh, yeah. He's in Golden Palace, Golden Toilets and all that stuff. So appreciate you, Ronald, man. Appreciate your support, my friend. Thank you so much.
Diamond dildo for life.
Top lad. And, of course, also welcome back our Queen Mary. I just saw her come. There we go. Says good morning, good evening, folks. I know it's been a while. Health has been, you know what, in still proven troublesome, but since I am wide awake, you know, nothing like a good view. Missed everyone. Hope you're all okay. Thank you, Queen of Heart. I hope you're doing well. I hope, you know, that you get better. And, of course, your health is more important. So take care of yourself. And, of course, you're always welcome and loved here on this channel. And I always appreciate your support as usual. So still a member. So thank you so much for that. So hopefully you're doing well. All right. I guess we got one more thing to discuss. And that's going to be just that. I mean, I guess with the Spurs game, Lewis Hall is a must buy now, 100%, I believe. Now, because the Sun is reporting this, so you take that with a grain of salt. It's everything else that we report, by the way. I mean, you just kind of talk about what people are saying or reporting out there. But they are saying that the left back signed on loan for £4 million with a full move for 24 extra to follow if the tune came in 15th or above. Now, I guess with the win against Spurs, we are guaranteed to finish above 15th. So, I guess they're saying that's gonna confirm this purchase for the tune. Do you guys have any thoughts about this? I mean, I don't think it's a bad. If it's true, I don't think.
Well, the only thing I've got to say about it is that if that's the case, if the performance related condition was finishing above 16th, then it blows the theory that I've been pushing all season out of the water, because I thought that one of the reasons Eddie wasn't playing Hall when we were really struggling for players, I thought one of the reasons was that his fee was dependent upon how many appearances he made. Now, if it transpires that in fact his fee was not related to that at all, but related to where we finished in the league, then I see no reason why he shouldn't have used him more than he has done. Except that, funnily enough, today in the Chronicle, there was an article, which I haven't bothered to save up here, but saying that Lewis Hall has spoken out for the first time on how the Newcastle coaching team have definitely turned him into a better defender than he was. And so maybe that's why he hasn't been playing, just because he literally didn't think he was a good enough defender.
Well, I would assume. I mean, you know, with this type of football, Eddie likes his players to collaborate, and so.
And Eddie referred to that a few times, didn't he, saying that he wasn't defensively ready as a player in his view. So, like you said, maybe it could have been work with that, in that sort of stuff. Because, like I said, the thing I'd heard about attitude, you can play players if you've got a bad attitude. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's lots of players that have been well documented have been having a horrible attitude, but you play them on the Saturday and they're great players. It's, you know, so just because he might have had a bit of a poor attitude at the start, do you know what I mean? It's kind of one of those things that you can work around that. So there must have been, like I said, must be something around, like, you know, knowledge or being defensively sound and going forward, because he's a player who likes to get forward a lot. So I guess Eddie's just trying to get into him that it's great going forward, but in Newcastle in particular, you work as a team. I mean, right. You can't just be gung-ho and go one way and not come back. So it could have been that.
Yeah. One last question for Joe from Joe Robinson. Did anyone see the reports about Eddie considering selling Minte if a big offer comes for him? I think we believe we talked about it. We discussed it earlier a couple of months back or a month back with the Mighty Win. What if Barcelona were interested?
Barcelona were definitely mentioned. Yeah.
So what would you guys do? I mean,
unless it was a massive offer, I wouldn't get rid of
it. It would have to be, I would think, what would that take?
40 or 50 million.
40, yeah. I would take, if they offered 40 million, yeah, I would take it. Unproven.
But then you could be losing out on one of the...
You know, 40 million gives you 200 million to spend.
Barcelona can't afford that, so they'll give us a Spotify premium or something.
Or offer them Garen Cole, so you can have Cole instead.
Spotify membership, subscription. Yeah.
If you get 40 for him and sell Miggy for 10, 15, that's perfect. You can replace them with a 50 million young lad, 23, 24.
I don't know. I'd like to see Minte play, but I'd give him a preseason at least. Let's see what he's up to. What is that for?
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we had a wonderful show. I appreciate your support. I appreciate all the super chatters and the super sticker rarers and the super sticker rarers that threw out there. I'm trying to look at the ones. There we go. Congrats to all the members that were giving memberships out to you. Hopefully, again, you know, you'll support us if you maintain that membership after it's up. You know, supporters maintain the channel. I appreciate you. I had to get a new camera, by the way, because mine kept freezing. And so, Queen Mary, I'm not playing Frozen anymore. And last time you were on, you know, you were telling me how, you know, Chris is playing Frozen. Well, so hopefully that doesn't happen.
Let it go.
I had to let go of my. And actually, this camera, it cost 200 quid, dollars, but you know, around there. And it keeps freezing. I just don't understand it, man. We'll have to see.
Sell a 39 book lexicon.
I know. All right. Well, thank you, Jordan Revolution, for your £8 or $8 Australian. By the way, that's an interesting question. Why do Australia? Are they part of the UK? The United Kingdom?
The part of the Commonwealth.
So why in the hell do they use dollars?
The king is their king.
Yeah. So why did they use dollars
with a picture of the king?
Well, so is Canada. Canada is part of the Commonwealth. They use dollars.
Are Australians cheating on the king with Joe Biden, with the president?
Well, Australia have got a pretty big Republican movement out there at the minute, trying to leave the Commonwealth and leave the monarchy.
Yeah.
Oh no! Welcome, don't leave the monarchy.
Welcome back to politics.
They're trying to do a Boston Tea Party over there.
Don't leave
politics insiders, everybody.
There we go. Don't leave the monarchy, man. I wish the U.S. would be part of the monarchy. We got to go back. You know, George Washington, you screwed us over, man. We could have been part of the Commonwealth, and then he betrayed us because he had a house near Newcastle. How can you do that? Anyways,
you're getting Trump back. Can't get any better.
Oh, we'll go Trump in there, man. He's gonna put the wall up. I'm glad I crossed the wall when I had a chance, boy.
I thought you're from Peru. You must have swam.
Oh man, it's a long swim
through the sharks.
It's a long swim, man.
Past Cuba
I tried to use Solano's name. I was like, who, man? Get your ass to swimming. Anyways, thank you, Jordan Revolution. Thank you, Ronald Turnbull, for the £20 donation. Appreciate you. And everybody else out there, subscribe, hit the like on the way out. Tomorrow, we will have the Keeper Toss game transfer show that my man DX has put up a nice slide show to demonstrate what players have contributed and what they could contribute maybe. Also if we keep them, but we shall have that at 10 p.m. tomorrow UK, 4 p.m. US. We will see you tomorrow night on NUFC
Talk TV.
See you tomorrow.
Hit the like.